like-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A unique traveling art exhibit displays works by inmates at Wisconsin State Prisons. Mike Moan reports.
Art Against the Odds is on view right now at the Neville Public Museum in Green Bay. Those leading the effort describe it as a life-saving tool of self-definition for people removed from society. Deborah Bremer is the exhibit's curator, and she admits organizers and attendees were pleasantly surprised at the quality of the artwork, given the type of pain that it stems from.
It's about hardship, it's about crimes, it's about victims.
Through the program, she says those incarcerated have garnered a lot of positive feedback, which can help with their self-esteem. She says that's important, with most of them likely to be released back into their communities. Bremer attributes much of the show's success to the fact that it blends accomplishment with the healing nature of art without diminishing the pain inflicted by crime. She says the exhibit is also uplifting for the families of the artists.
There's pride, and you can imagine that that might be rare when you have a relative or a loved one who has done something and, you know, is being punished by incarceration.
When the show first opened in Milwaukee in 2023, 7,000 people attended during its run there. Bremer says beyond success with attendance, the gallery has created a safe space for these conversations. Organizers say it underscores the need for art programs in state correctional facilities. The last day for this art show in Green Bay is May 19th. The program hopes to get one more stop rescheduled for Madison later this year. This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection. This story was produced with original reporting from Kate Mothis for Arts Midwest.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Brewers lose to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Cubs had a 5-0 lead, but Milwaukee came back scoring 4 in the 7th, another run in the 8th. The Cubs come out on top with a 6-5 win in front of over 40,000 at sold-out Wrigley Field. Cubs manager Craig Counsell asked, what's it been like facing his former team, the Brewers?
There are people there that I have really good relationships with. And look, you miss people for sure. I mean, I miss people over there, absolutely. You know, when you see people that you've spent a lot of time with and you miss them, like, yeah, absolutely. That's what kind of brings the emotion to it.
Pat Murphy was Council's coach in college, then his bench coach, before taking over as the Brewers manager.
Big series like this, whether some of it is blown out of proportion or not, doesn't matter. I think it's great. You know, it's great for young players like we have. You know what I mean? What an awesome thing.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce in Richland County. UW System made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the campus by July 1st of this year.
It's so short-sighted to think it costs a little bit more money to run it and there aren't as many students, so let's just shut it down. A smart business owner would say now is the time to invest because we know every person that comes through the door, you're going to get 40-fold the investment from how they're going to be able to give back to our state.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Packers, Badgers, Brewers, Bucks. We've got your favorite sports over the air now on Civic Media. Here on our stream, we'll be back with more conversation in just a few minutes.
Good morning, everybody. They were talking about some Oscar music. Winners and, losers. And boy, we got the losers for you. Losers can be fun. Let me prove that to you here. As we continue on the music of the stars, I'm Lou Regani. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Nobody likes a loser, right? You'll like these. Promise. Like spring. Come on, admit it. Here's a salute. Walter Schumann.
a bright golden haze on the meadow. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. The corn is as high as an elephant's eye, and it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a beautiful feeling. Everything's gone. As they see me ride by, but a little brown maverick is winking her eye. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a beautiful feeling. Everything's gone.
Sinatra. On Columbia.
It happens every spring. The world is young again. We're children on an ups-a-daisy swing. A carousel with horses freshly painted. The oompa-pa that says, let's get acquainted. What is that cheer I heard? A fellow stealing third. Your neighbor's boy became a home run king. Your dad rolls up his sleeves to clean the attic. Your 16-year-old sister goes dramatic. It happens, yes, it happens every spring. The tears that go with sulfur and molasses. The outstretched nickels when an ice cream wagon passes. A rippling stream sounds like a rippling harp as Mother Nature proudly spreads her new green carpet. Be patient, lonely one. Your love will come along. Your autumn heart will find a song to sing. Then raindrops will be dancing to the tune of it. The carefree, gay, and April man tune of it. And remember, it never rains but what it pours. And maybe raindrops will be whispering this spring is yours. Be patient, lonely one, your love will come along. It happens, it always happens every spring.
Movie title, actually. Semi-nesticle. 10 minutes to go, but Tony got the real 70s sound there. How about a 60s sound, like 1960 exactly, with, here's a lady, do you remember Diana Trask? I know that's kind of rude to even say that. Of course you do. She was a star on Don McNeil's Breakfast Club and radio on ABC, and Mitch Miller had her all along on, well, until she went country western on us. That's before this. Happy spring, everybody. Sammy Nestico, Leo Robin, Lee Harline, Richard Whiting wrote that. That's featured in Rain Man, The Music of the Stars. Ray Conniff. Billy Butterfield. Field. Got to tell you about Billy and Steve Allen worked together one night, or we're supposed to. There's the story. It was on a 50s TV show called Climax, and it's a half-hour drama, live. That's important to remember, live. Steve Allen played a washed-up trumpeter who used to be great, and now he can hardly play a note. Well, Steve can play trumpet pretty well. But they had to have somebody who was really good at the end to make the point that after he cleaned himself up, well, he is now, well, playing like Billy Butterfield. And Billy was supposed to be in the studio on a separate mic, hidden, and playing while Steve Allen lip-synced, or finger-synced, I guess you'd say it. Except that Billy wasn't there. And the big climax was Steve played pretty bad after he cleaned himself up. That's a story that Steve always told, and Steve could play just about anything. But hey, before you can say he's not that great of a trumpeter, he wrote 6,000 songs. That's the kind of guy. What a musician. And the music of the stars on the air. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network, originating from Radio Park, Racine. Music. And one of my favorite pictures starred Kirk Douglas, Barry Sullivan, Lana Turner. It's an expose all movie about Hollywood, 1952's Bad and the Beautiful, with that, I think, has the best theme song ever of any movie, and I mean it. David Raxon. Hollywood didn't like the idea that the studio was coming out with a tell-all, warts and all story about movies and the people who make them. It's got Kirk Douglas portraying a really bad guy, a studio head. Well, here.
Hi.
And the theme song by David Raxon. It was supposed to have lyrics, never got them.
Until love whips them.
Archer said you were going to get rid of her quick.
Shut up and get back upstairs.
If you are a gentleman, there is no justification for boorishness.
He asked me how my work was going. What was I supposed to say? Great? Incidentally, who was that overgrown bullfighter you danced with all night?
Don't talk like that about Georgia or Jonathan. He's a great man.
There are no great men, Buster. There's only men. You're the first person I ever knew who began by hating him and ended up liking him. Do you always do everything backwards?
Do you still love him? Can't look off your face. Who gave you the right to dig into me and turn me inside out and decide what I'm like? How do you know how I feel about you, how deep it goes? Maybe it's deeper than I want it to be. Maybe I don't want anybody to own me, you or anybody. Get out! Get out!
Never has anyone dared to put on the screen a story told with such boldness, such frankness. Never has anyone assembled such an array of fabulous players. Wherever and whenever you discuss great motion picture drama, the picture that will be talked about first will be The Bad and the Beautiful.
Thank you. Music of the Star. That's David Rex. And there's a funny story about that. Steven Spielberg said many years ago to David Raxon, that's the most gorgeous theme song I've ever heard for a movie, ever. And of course, David, who wasn't really one to, well, to brag, thank you, he was overwhelmed. And the next time he saw Spielberg some years later, maybe a decade later, David, he said, that's song you wrote for Bad and the Beautiful, that's one of, did you hear that? One of the most beautiful theme songs I ever heard. What happened? Max Steiner is one of my favorite composers for movies. This isn't all a movie show today, but I want to play, well, the last couple of years ago, the 80th anniversary for Casablanca. Max Steiner. January 5th, 1942.
With the coming of the Second World War, many eyes in imprisoned Europe turned hopefully or desperately toward the freedom of the Americas. Lisbon became the great embarkation point, but not everybody could get to Lisbon directly, and so a tortuous roundabout refugee trail sprang up. Paris to Marseille. The Mediterranean to Oran. Then by train or auto or foot across the rim of Africa to Casablanca in French Morocco. Here the fortunate ones through money or influence or luck might obtain exit visas and scurry to Lisbon. And from Lisbon to the New World. But the others wait in Casablanca. And wait. And wait. And wait.
So when Warner Brothers announced that Ann Sheridan, Ronald Reagan, and Dennis Morgan, they were under contract to Warner, were to be in Casablanca. Well, how did that work out? I can't figure an Ann Sheridan in that role. As good as she was, and as American as she was. This is an unproduced play. Everybody comes to Rick's. Warner Brothers had bought it. And they said, no, we need a European lady for the lead. Right away, Hal Wallace said, oh, yeah, Ann Sheridan. But she's under contract to Selznick. Then they thought of Hedy Lamarr. She was under contract to MGM. And Mayer, Louis Mayer, was not too happy about loaning her out to anybody. Finally, they struck a deal with Selznick. Even of George Raft in Casablanca. Raft turned down more pictures than he was ever offered. Bogart is always playing gangsters. But they said, let's sell him as a great actor. And Dooley Wilson. Singer ever since he was a kid. He was not a piano player. That was Elliot Carpenter, about 6 feet behind Dooley. Claude Rains, who never thought much of the picture. Hi, everybody. It's Lou Regani. Good morning to you and yours. It's springtime. I want to tell you about Ingrid Bergman. She sang, but not too often. Here she is, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, with Spencer Tracy.
Shillings, sir? Why not? You work hard, don't you?
Yes, sir. Bless you, sir.
You have a family, no doubt?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Thank you.
You hurt yourself,
man? Hey, what the... Oh, what a pity. Oh, you were thinking of the children, no doubt, huh? I have that girl, that barmaid, bring me some champagne.
Harvey ain't allowed to leave the bar, sir.
I don't think you understood what I said.
Here, what's all this here?
This gent here wants champagne, sir.
A champagne? All right, then, bring it.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I've wandered around and finally found somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue, and even be glad just to be sad, making up. Others I've seen might never be me, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. Oh, nobody else gave me a thrill, honey, with all your faults. I love you still, have to be you, wonderful you, had to be.
Stars, I got to tell you that it's funny that Dooley Wilson was hired at the Paramount Theater in New York during the play of Casablanca in theaters nationwide. And they put a piano up on stage, and Dooley Wilson came into the stage door, and the producer of the stage show said, "Here's your piano, Mr. Wilson." He said, "I don't play the piano, but I saw you." "No, I don't play. That was Elliot Carpenter."
Say, who's got trouble?
We got trouble.
How much trouble?
Too much trouble.
Well, now, don't you frown. Just knuckle down and knock on wood. Who's unhappy?
We're unhappy.
How unhappy?
Too unhappy.
Uh-oh, that won't do. When you are blue, just knock on wood. Who's unlucky?
We're unlucky.
How unlucky?
Too unlucky.
But your luck will change if you'll arrange to knock on wood. Who's got nothing?
We got nothing.
How much nothing?
Too much nothing.
Say, nothing's not an awful lot, but knock on wood. Now who's happy?
We're happy.
Just how happy?
Very happy.
That's the way we're gonna stay, so knock on wood. Now who's lucky?
We're all lucky.
Just how lucky?
Very lucky.
Well, smile up then, and once again, let's knock.
Dooley Wilson. That was all filmed at Warner's Burbank Studios, except for that one brief sequence that depicts the arrival of Major Strasser at Casablanca's airport. And then that was shot at Van Nuys, the old Metropolitan Airport, which is still there. So finally, Hal Wallace sent out a memo. He said, when Victor Laszlo and Ilsa make their entrance at Rick's, he said, "I'm kind of worried about whether Ilsa should show up in an evening gown. I mean, after all, these guys are trying to escape from the country. The Gestapo's after them. They're refugees. They're trying to make their way from country to country, and they're not going to Rick's Cafe to have fun. For social purposes, you can see that in their expressions. Seems a little incongruous for her to dress up in evening clothes, like she carried a whole wardrobe with her, which she did not do. So they changed that a little bit."
"Hello, Rick."
"Hello, Louie.
How extravagant you are, throwing away women like that. Someday they may be scarce. Now, I think now I shall pay a call on Yvonne. Maybe get her on the rebound. Huh?
Well, when it comes to women, you're a true Democrat."
"Et moi, je vous dis que l'attitude de l'Italie est immonde. Qu'est-ce que vous auriez fait sans l'armée allemande?
Et la Grèce.
Ce pauvre petit pays de Grèce, mon cher. Viens.
If he gets a word in, it'll be a major Italian victory." "The plane to Lisbon. You would like to be on it?"
"Why? What's in Lisbon?"
"The Clipper to America. I've often speculated on why you don't return to America. Did you abscond with the church funds? Did you run off with the senator's wife? I like to think that you killed a man. It's the romantic in me."
"It's a combination of all three."
"And what in heaven's name brought you to Casablanca?"
"My health. I came to Casablanca for the waters."
"The waters? What waters? We're in the desert."
"I was misinformed."
"It's been a long time."
"Yes, ma'am. A lot of water under the bridge."
"Some of the old songs, Sam."
"Yes, ma'am."
"Rick?"
"I don't know. I ain't seen him all night."
"When will he be back?"
"Not tonight no more. He ain't coming. He went home."
"Does he always leave so early?"
"Oh, he never. Well, he's got a girl up to the Blue Parrot. He goes up there all the time."
"You used to be a much better liar, sir."
"Leave him alone, Miss Elsa. You bad luck to him."
"Play it once, Sam. For all time's sake."
"I don't know what you mean, Miss Elsa."
"Play it, Sam. Play as time goes by."
"Oh, I can't remember it, Miss Elsa. I'm a little rusty on it."
"I'll hum it for you." "Sing it, Sam.
You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by.
Sam, I thought I told you never to play. Asking about Rick, and here he is. Mademoiselle, may I present...
Hello, Rick.
Oh, you've already met Rick, mademoiselle. Well, then perhaps you also...
This is Mr. Laszlo.
How do you do? How do you do? Well, here's a great deal about Rick in Casablanca. And about Victor Laszlo everywhere. Won't you join us for a drink?
Oh, no, Rick, no.
Thanks, I will.
Well, a precedent is being broken. Emil.
This is a very interesting cafe. I congratulate you.
I congratulate you.
What for?
Your work?
Thank you.
I try. We all try. You succeed.
I can't get over you two. She was asking about you earlier, Rick, in a way that made me extremely jealous.
I wasn't sure you were the same. Let's see, the last time we met...
was La Belle Aurore.
How nice you remembered. But of course that was the day the Germans marched into Paris.
Not an easy day to forget.
No.
I remember every detail. The Germans wore gray, you wore blue.
Yes, I put that dress away. When the Germans march out, I'll wear it again.
Ricky, you're becoming quite human. I suppose we have to thank you for that, mademoiselle.
Ilse, I don't wish to be the one to say it, but it's late.
So it is. And we have a curfew here in Casablanca. It would never do for the chief of police to be found drinking after hours and have to fine himself.
I hope you never say you're welcome.
Not at all.
Your check, sir.
Don't let me,
my
please.
Party.
Another president gone. This has been a very interesting evening. I'll call you a cab. Gasoline rationing, time of night.
You're coming in.
How did you get in?
The stairs from the street.
I showed you this morning you'd come around, but this is a little ahead of schedule. Well, won't you sit down?
Richard, I had to see you.
It was Richard again. We're back in Paris.
Please.
Your unexpected visit isn't connected by any chance with the letters of transit. Seems as long as I have those letters, I'll never be lonely.
You can ask any price you want, but you must give me those letters.
I went all through that with your husband. It's no deal.
Well, I know how you feel about me, but I'm asking you to put your feelings aside for something more important.
Do I have to hear again what a great man your husband is, what an important cause he's fighting for?
It was your cause, too. In your own way, you were fighting for the same thing.
I'm not fighting for anything anymore except myself. I'm the only cause I'm interested in.
Richard, we loved each other once. If those days meant anything at all to you...
I wouldn't bring up Paris if I were you. It's poor salesmanship.
Please, please listen to me. If you knew what really happened, if you only knew the truth...
I wouldn't believe you no matter what you told me. You'd say anything now to get what you want.
You want to feel sorry for yourself, don't you? There's so much at stake. All you can think of is your own feeling. One woman has hurt you and you take your revenge on the rest of the world. You're a coward and a weakling. No. No, Richard, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but you are our last hope. If you don't help us, Victor Laszlo will die in Casablanca.
What of it? I'm going to die in Casablanca. It's a good spot for it.
That's not the tune they wanted for the song. Not that one. There's a story there, too. This was on the hit parade for 21 straight weeks a year. Records and sheet music. is the music of the stars. More coming your way right after news and a look at weather. Weather. And the music of the stars continues till high noon central all over the world at civicmedia.us. I'm Lou Regani, music of the stars.
Is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today.